Chapter 26. He appears overcome as he sits and covers his forehead with his hand.
Wiltshire, I trust you are not ill, sir?
Pitt, after some moments, could I have a little brandy, sir, quick brought to me?
Wiltshire, in one brief minute.
Brandy is brought in, and Pitt takes it.
Pitt, now leave me, please, alone. I'll call anon. Is there a map of Europe handy here?
Wiltshire fetches a map from the library and spreads it before the minister. Wiltshire, courier, and servant go out.
Oh God, that I should live to see this day!
He remains a while in a profound reverie, then resumes the reading of the dispatch.
Defeated the Allies quite overthrown at Austerlitz last week. Where's Austerlitz? But what avails it, where the place is now? What corpse is curious on the longitude and situation of his cemetery? The Austrians and the Russians overcome, that vast adventuring army is set free to bend unhindered strength against our strand. So do my plans through all these plodding years announce them built in vain. His heel on Europe, monarchies in chains to France, I am as though I had never been.
He gloomily ponders the dispatch and the map some minutes longer. At last he rises with difficulty, and rings the bell. A servant enters.
Call up my carriage, please you, now at once, and tell your master I return to Bath this moment. I may want a little help in getting to the door here.
Servant, sir, I will, and summon you my master instantly.
He goes out and re-enters with Wiltshire. Pitt is assisted from the room.
Pitt, roll up that map. Will not be needed now these 10 years. Realms, laws, peoples, dynasties, are churning to a pulp within the maw of empire making lust and personal gain.
Exeunt Pitt Wiltshire, and the servant, and in a few minutes the carriage is heard driving off, and the scene closes.
Seen via Paris. A street leading to the Tuileries,
it is night, and the dim oil lamps reveal a vast concourse of citizens of both sexes around the palace gates and in the neighboring thoroughfares.
Spirit of the years, to the spirit of rumor, thou mayst descend and join this crowd awhile, and speak what things shall come into thy mouth. Spirit sinister, I'll hearken. I wouldn't miss it for the groans on another Austerlitz.
The spirit of rumor enters on the scene in the disguise of a young foreigner.
Spirit, to a street woman, lady, a late hour this to be afoot. Woman, poor profit, then, to me from my true trade, wherein hot competition is so rife already, since these victories brought to town, so many foreign jobbers in my line, that I'd best hold my tongue from praise of fame. However, one is caught by popular zeal, and though 5 midnights have not brought a sou, I too, shan't jubilate like the rest. And courtesies have haughty monarchs vied towards the conqueror, who, with men at arms 1/4 theirs, has vanquished by his nerve vast mustering 400,000 strong, and given new tactics to the art of war unparalleled in Europe's history. Spirit, what man is this? Whose might thou blazonest so, who makes the earth to tremble, shakes old thrones, and turns the plains to wilderness? Woman, dost ask as ignorant, yet asking can define? What mean you, traveler?
Spirit, I am a stranger here, a wandering wight, whose life has not been spent this side the globe, though I can speak the tongue.
Woman, your air has truth in't, but your state is strange.
Had I a husband, he should tackle thee.
Spirit, dozens thou hast had batches more than she Samaria knew, if now thou hast not one.
Woman, wilt take the situation from this hour?
Spirit, thou knowest not what thy frailty asks, good dame.
Woman, well, learn in small the emperor's chronicle, as gleaned from what my soldier husband say. Some 45 standards of his foes are brought to Paris, borne triumphantly in proud procession through the surging streets, ever as brands of fame, to shine aloft in dim-lit senate halls and city aisles.
Spirit, fair Munich sparkled with festivity as there while he tarried, and was met by the gay Josephine, your empress here.
There too, Eugene, woman, Napoleon's stepson he, spirit, received for gift the hand of fair Princess Augusta,
daughter of Bavaria's crown,
forced from her plighted troth to Baden's heir, and, to complete his honoring, was hailed successor to the throne of Italy. Woman, how know you, ere this news has got abroad? Spirit, channels have I the common people lack. There, on the nonce, the forenamed Baden prince was joined to Stephanie Beauharnais, her who stands as daughter to the man we wait, some say as more. Woman they do? Then such not I. Can revolution strike so soil thy soul, that thou shouldst doubt the eldest son thereof? 'Tis dangerous to insinuate nowadays. Spirit, right. Lady many spoused, more charity upbrims in thee than in some loftier ones who would not name thee with their whitewashed tongues. Enough. I am one whom, didst thou know my name, thou wouldst not grudge a claim to speak his mind. Woman, a thousand pardons, sir. Spirit, resume thy tale, if so thou wishest. Woman, nay, but you know best, spirit, how laureled progress through applauding crowds have marked his journey home. How Strasbourg town, Stuttgart, Karlsruhe, acclaimed him like the rest. How pageantry would here have welcomed him, had not his speed outstripped intelligence, now will a glimpse of him repay thee. Hark!
Shouts arise and increase in the distance, announcing Bonaparte's approach.
Well, Bonaparte is revived by land, but not by sea. On that thwart element never will he incorporate his dream, and float as master. Woman, what shall hinder him? Spirit, that which has hereto. England, so to say. Woman, but she's in straits. She lost her Nelson now,
a worthy man. He loved a woman well.
George drools and babbles in a darkened room. Her heaven-born minister declines apace. All smooths the emperor's sway. Spirit, tales have two sides, sweet lady. Vamped up versions reach thee here. That Austerlitz was lustrous none ignores, but would it shock thy garrulousness to know that the true measure of this Trafalgar utter defeat, France's naval death your emperor bade be hid? Woman, the seer's gift. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.